Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Here we go.
Star. 94.1.
Our producer, Kelly Cheese, actually considers herself an expert at going to weddings all by herself.
Absolutely.
Like, you are a solo wedding attendee aficionado.
Mm-hmm. I'm good at it.
All right, break it down for us. What are the rules that are different going to a wedding as a solo person versus going as a coupled person?
Okay, so rule number one is you've got to be really confident. Like, that is one of, that's going to go with all the other rules. It's kind of like the base of all of it. Just be confident, because you don't have a date. And honestly, who cares? But a lot of people do. So you're going to have to tackle those questions of, who'd you come with? Oh, you didn't bring a date? Oh, well, are you dating anybody? Just be confident and answer it with, actually, you know, I've got five dates and they're standing next to the groom in a tux and they're looking really good. It's a sister wives kind of thing, you know, like something funny. Or, you know, if you do have a boyfriend and he just doesn't go, say something really just obnoxious or exaggerated, like, oh yeah, he's a professional water slide tester, you know, and he's out doing that today, or something just crazy, and just be confident about it. So confident that it's funny.
So get your lines prepared.
Yeah, just be prepared to answer those questions, because so many people ask you, oh, you didn't bring a date? No, why is that so weird? You know?
So it's single person swagger.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. Have some confidence in your swag.
Perfect.
Rule number two is dress to impress, but not the wedding party. Dress to impress yourself. And that goes back to being confident, because if you're wearing something that you love and that you know you look great in, people are going to look at you and know you feel that way. And when they focus first on the question of where's your date, next it's going to be like, wow, she's really confident in the way she's talking. What does she do?
I can't believe she's wearing white. Like, that would be one way.
Well, don't do that.
Definitely don't want that.
That's the single girl cry for attention at a wedding. The girl who wears a long white dress. Don't do that.
Do you feel me on the strapless dresses? If you're going to wear a strapless dress, you got to be really confident in it.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't tug at it all night.
No, don't pull at
it. Like, don't pull at it and fix it. So if there's that dress in your closet that you've got to always adjust as you're wearing it throughout the night, like, not at a wedding.
Right. Or
leave
if you're
home.
Or if you're really tall and you're wearing something that's kind of borderline short and you've got to worry about pulling it down, any of those things. Or as a short girl, if you're wearing really high heels that are super uncomfortable, just know that that shows. You wear that, you know.
Agreed.
So wear your comfort, but with confidence.
Got it. Okay.
So rule number three is reach out to other people that are going, whether they're married or bringing a date. Reach out to them, because wedding parties tend to block off a lot of rooms. And sometimes you'll end up all the way at the corner by yourself near grandma and grandpa or whatever. You want to make sure, like, hey, let's all book our rooms together, so it's not that initial, like, oh,
so
pre-party of one.
Right.
So it's not that it's not that sad is what you're trying to say.
Right. It's not so lonely, you know? Rule number four is to pace yourself, because everybody loves a good open bar.
Oh,
There's no arguing that. But you don't want to go from the girl who was a lot of fun, looking great, single, out doing her thing, to the sad little single girl in the corner who couldn't keep up.
Like, do you don't trade off that. Like alcoholic beverage, water, alcoholic beverage, water, soda, and then
Alcoholic beverage to wine, alcoholic beverage to beer, alcohol, like that's my like hard drink to lighter drink.
That's a pro move, Kelly. I think Jen was asking about most people.
Okay, so for most people. So then,
I'm like, wow, that's really impressive.
Like, you're aware that wine and beer are alcoholic drinks, right?
Absolutely. No, you should. If you're having a glass of wine, or if you've realized you've had a few, drink some water. And there's nothing wrong with that. Put in a little clear cup with a lime in there. It looks like a vodka water.
Hydrate a little.
Perfect.
Exactly. Exactly. Another great rule is if you find yourself alone during a slow jam, that can be like one of the most awkward moments, because people are looking at you, you're looking at you like, well, this is awkward. But there is definitely some old grandpa, or if you're a guy by yourself, some old grandma over there that would love for you to walk up to him and be like, what's up? I like the way you shake that. You know, let's dance, and say something funny. Like, get the attention by dancing with the little flower girl or the ring bearer or the grandma or the grandpa, because that's adorable.
Cute.
And everybody sees that in like a way better light, I think.
Perfect advice. I love it.
It's marketing. Because all those people are going to go home and talk about you to all their single friends and be like, dude, this girl, that's who you got to talk to.
Right, exactly. Or if they have a single groomsman and you're there and you're having a good time, they're going to be like, hey, this single groomsman over here is a great time. Like, you guys could have a great time together.
So, well done, Kelly.
Thank you.
Nice work.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Here we go.
Star.
94.1. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.